Greetings, this is News and View from the Gunflint Trail. Please excuse my voice, I've got the Northwoods crud. Last week's report had barely hit the airwaves when my mention of the usual Northwoods January cold spell being AWOL surrendered to a big turnaround. Folks living in the territory know of what I'm talking, while others in WTIP range who may be wondering what it's like on the Gunflint can be assured it's been seriously cold. How cold was it? Temps remained below zero here in border country for most days since a week ago today. While temperatures vary considerably from place to place, at Wildersmith, 30 below and lower was common for a number of mornings, with a brisk minus 40 recorded last Sunday morning. These are actual thermometer readings, not the hokey wind chill sensationalism from the weather media. If one lives out this way, you don't have to be told it's dangerously cold when even the slightest wind is blowing, as such is done in Urbania for oblivious younger generations. Needless to say, outdoor activities around here have been curtailed, except for critter feeding time, runs to the mailbox, and many trips to the woodshed. The Smiths have just hunkered down and enjoyed the warmth around a crackling wood burner. The romance of cozying up on a still, bitter cold night in the North Woods can't be matched, especially when one doesn't have to get out in the morning for a trek to work. Meanwhile, miracles of life below zero go on uninterrupted amongst our wild neighborhood critters. How those pert little chickadees and nuthatches survive is incredible. And as if frost on the windows wasn't enough evidence of bitter cold, jaybirds and pine grosbeaks were fluffed up like puffballs as they wait for time at the feed tray. While pine martens and squirrels with frosted whiskers and nary a shiver seem undaunted in their daily morsel search. During our last trip to the village, we came upon a moose trio in the middle of the trail near Little Iron Lake. It was a mama and her twin adolescents. Getting to see them in multiples is always a treat. They were blocking traffic, of course, so we slowed to a stop. Mama readily departed into the ditch. However, it was a different story for her kids, as they struggled to remain upright on the icy surface. After some slip-sliding about, the gawky juveniles made it to the safety of the snowy roadside and disappeared into the forest. Visiting with a friend a few hours later, it was disclosed she came upon a trio in the same location just moments after we had passed. Guess the salt on the road must have been a tasty attraction in that locale and lured them back onto the ice-covered blacktop. The storied John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon heads north from Duluth to Grand Portage starting Sunday. While the 2019 course has been shortened to 300 miles, it will nevertheless be heading up the Gunflint Trail to Trail Center Monday, with early leaders expected around 10 a.m. After a mandatory layover, all should be departed by around 10 in the evening on their way to the Grand Portage finish. The best means of catching a glimpse of the mushers as they come up this way would be to check the Bear Grease website or to be in the mid-trail area during the day. Of course, there'll be plenty of canine energy, excitement, and color, as usual out here, and at Grand Portage, which is not that far away. Come on out and give these teams a Gunflint community welcome. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where life below zero is great, even though a bit unforgiving for the faint of heart.